Hey, this is Adina from the Black Butterfly Black Pearls podcast, and this is How to Podcast with Dave.
What? It just happened. Someone took over my podcast. Adina, hey, how are you?
Hey, Dave.
Come on.
How are you?
I have never had anyone introduce the podcast before, so you are the first.
Yes, your favorite reoccurring guest.
Right?
So we did the takeover, and so how is it feeling in the other seat?
It feels a little weird. I feel like I'm in a car, and I've moved from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. So now I can go through the glove box. I can look around, and I'm not driving, so it's great. I can look out the window. It's fun.
Check your makeup.
Right? I check my makeup. I'm looking pretty good today, so I'm looking fresh.
Yeah. Yes. So what's been going on in your world lately? The beautiful wife, how is she?
And she's
what's
great.
Going on?
Yeah. Family's good. First of all, thank you for coming back. I've got to say that, first of all. Nice to have you back here with me. And we had a great chat already. And the thought of having you back again made me very happy. So, you know, congratulations on your podcast, all the good stuff happening for you. Just really excited to have you here. So thank you for that, first of all. Things are good. Things are busy. I'm creating this little community on Meetup, meetup.com, where other podcasters are joining from around the world. And we get together right now once a week. And everybody kind of gets to meet each other, share ideas, and I get to kind of slide into the passenger seat over there as well. I kind of create the space and get out of the way, and everybody kind of talks to each other and builds community. We're listening to each other's shows. We're giving each other advice, support. It's amazing. So it's pretty amazing.
You're doing outstanding work over there. I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. And of course, I'm always telling you, I want to be a part of everything you have going on because you're building a beautiful space for other podcasters.
Thank you.
You know, and that's the big deal because there's room for everybody. I think our generation is a little bit different, whereas the previous generations thought if someone else had something, they couldn't have a piece of the pie. But that's not okay. And that's really not what it is. And so I think you're doing an amazing job opening up space and creating rooms for other people to do the same thing that we're doing. And I mean, there's just an opportunity for us all to win.
Mm-hmm. And I was joking with another podcaster last week saying the last thing we need is another white guy with a podcast. And I'm like, I'm a white guy with a podcast. So what I'm trying to do on my show is I'm trying to bring on as many different voices from around the world, different perspectives, to come on and hear my thoughts on podcasting. You're limited to my knowledge and what I know. I'd much rather have a bunch of other amazing podcasters on, and I get to learn at the same time as the audience. So that's the beauty of this podcast, is there's so many new voices coming on the show, sharing their story, and then people listening going, you know, I thanks, Dave, for the show, but I really relate to that person and their story. And thank you for introducing us as a listener to that other podcaster. So that's the joy I get in doing all of this, is connecting with great people like you, feeling so empowered and encouraged and, you know, all of that by listening to your story. It's amazing. So thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having this space and this opportunity. I told my podcast partner, I said, I'm going to be with my other podcast partner.
So we're all seeing other podcasters right now. So that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. So, you know, and when you talk about podcasting, it is so important that we remove the self-doubt. And so some of my research, you know, I always have some research going.
Yes.
So some of my research is how to overcome self-doubt. So I'm going to read some of these and we're going to chat about them if that's okay with you.
Let's go. You're driving. I'm ready.
Yay. Okay. Practice self-compassion. If self-doubt is holding you back from taking the leap with your career or another aspect of your life, it helps to remember that we are all human. I think so often we don't recognize, we look at someone else's life and think they have it all together, all going on and every hair is in place. But practice some self-compassion is the first thing that the research is showing us to do. And it's from eugenetherapy.com is where the research came from. And it's 10 steps to practice self-doubt. So what do you think about that? We are all human. Let me just continue to read just a little bit.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes along the way, and it's okay to do so. When we doubt our abilities, it's often because we don't make room from our mistakes. And so, you know, make room for mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. I made a huge mistake this week. Our ice maker is broken. And so I'm banging on the ice maker. I know. I was so upset. I'm banging on the ice, the block of ice on my stove and cracked the stove.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, I just told my husband, I'm like, he was on a work trip. And I'm like, I broke the stove. He's like, Adina, so you're telling me you were banging with a mallet on the stove where we have this beautiful marble that we put there and you broke the stove? And so it was as he's saying it back to me, it sounds like, yeah, I really did that. It's like, you didn't think I was going to break. So make room for mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Without referencing my wife in this moment, I can tell you, Adina, I never make mistakes. So there, I can tell you that for sure. And she's not here to say anything right now. She can't hear what I said. So I got away with it, but she'll hear it later. But no, that's true. I've made plenty.
I was going to say, you baby made a mistake by letting me take over your podcast.
There you go. When we talk about self-compassion, the one thing that I know that a lot of people I've talked to struggle with is how they talk to themselves and what they say about themselves that never audibly comes out of their mouth, but internally. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, one person, I said, if somebody was saying those words that you're saying to yourself to your best friend, like pin them up against the wall and they were saying those words to them, would you not step in? Would you not step in and break that up? Because you would never let anybody talk to your friend, your husband, your family. You wouldn't let anybody get away with that if they said those exact same words to someone you loved. Mm-hmm. So then why are you saying them to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you step in there and break that up? Like, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not smart enough. None of these things, even these nasty things we say to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody even knows that we're wrestling with these things, right? You got to step in and break that up. You got to stop that. So stand up for yourself in that moment, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. Practice self-compassion, as it's saying. Yeah. And be compassionate with yourself and don't do that. Don't talk to yourself. I had to really work on that when I was younger in grad school. Just to really have the positive self-talk, you know, and I practice the same thing with my kids because we beat ourselves up enough. So it doesn't make sense for us to continue to beat ourselves up internally or for other people to beat us up or allow that, because that's one of the things I don't allow my friends to talk grimy to me. I call it grimy. Mm. I don't let them talk crazy to me or call me names or say anything out of the way. In fact, my other friends know, you said that to Adina, oh, she's going to freak out. She's not going to let that happen. You know, and I'm like, if y'all want to call each other names or do that stuff, that's fine. But don't come with me. Don't come to me with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I think that's a huge thing. And for anybody that puts themselves out there as an author, podcaster, content creator, they have an Instagram account, whatever, you're putting yourself out into the world and saying, hey, look at this part of me. You're opening yourself up to a lot of criticism from other people. So if you can't be good to yourself as like a home base, protected, safe space to be good to yourself, it's going to come from you from other outside sources, and you got to know how to handle that.
Yeah, you do. You know, and it always makes me wonder, like the big YouTubers or podcasters or even people on Instagram, where it seems like the comments, the negative comments, because people are going to make negative comments. It seems like those are the ones they talk about the most. And I'm like, but I purposely write on everyone's page, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. I love your love, or whatever they're presenting. I always say, oh, you look gorgeous. You know, I always try to say a positive word, but they don't talk about the positive ones. You'll see them mentioning the negative ones a lot. And I'm like, forget that one. You have 100 positive things that people have said, and then you harp on this one, probably bought. You don't even know if it's a real person, but you harp on this one thing. So let's not do that to ourselves.
Yeah. And remember, too, when you get positive feedback and you're like, well, I only have one or two comments, remember that one person represents 100, 200, 300 people who are silently participating and following your journey, they may never reach out, but that one person represents a large group of people. Mm-hmm. So imagine 100 people or 200 people coming, Adina, your podcast is amazing. You give and give and give. We love you.
Yeah.
Right? Put that in context. That's a lot of love coming to you through one comment. So just keep that in mind.
It really is. It really is. That's absolutely great. You know, and I'm glad we're doing this series because my husband is starting a podcast.
Come on.
His niche is so different, though. I keep telling him he went to Camp Fi this weekend because he's really into financial independence, which is why I'm retired and podcasting now and not really working. I ended my 20-year career as a psychology professor over last summer. Wow. And he's getting ready to retire soon. I can't really talk too much about that.
Yeah.
It's not out in the ether yet.
Well, that's
one
good.
Of his personal goals. But yeah, he's starting a podcast. So I think it would be amazing for him to kind of listen to some of this encouragement too, because his podcast is already amazing because he's in that FI community.
Mm, good.
So I think individuals, when they want to start a podcast, see what you're passionate about and talk about that. Start the podcast there.
Yeah, because you're not trying to generate interest in a topic. Right. You already know what you want to talk about and you already have a community. All that stuff is kind of the foundation's already there. That's super easy. That's a lot easier to start there than trying to pick a topic out of the air and get excited about something you're not really interested in. So
yeah,
sounds like he's on a good path. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's amazing. So here's number two, how to overcome self-doubt. Number two, remember your past achievements. Remember when you may have been scared to do something in school or work, but it actually ended up going really well. It helps to reflect on concrete achievements where something challenging for us turned into something great. A lot of achievements are born out of initial uncertainty or doubt. It helps to remind ourselves about times that things have gone right because the same thing could have happened in the present moment. It could happen again.
Like
lightning does strike twice.
It does. You're back for the second episode of my show. So it does happen. That I love. So I think about all the things that we've done in the past that were hard. You know, you can think back and you've done some pretty life-changing things in the past. We're both parents. Before that, the idea of being a parent was like, there's no way anyone's going to trust me with a kid, like, and now we're parents. It's like, well, you did hard things. You're raising your kids. You did hard things. You made a decision to change your career and retire. That's a hard thing. You know, there's a lot of hard things that you've done. And I think that, again, becomes part of our foundation, that if I was able to do this over here, then what I'm dealing with today, I can take the things I've learned doing that other hard thing and apply it over here as well. Mm-hmm. And now I can attempt and conquer this hard thing, like starting a podcast, right?
Yeah. And it's almost like riding a bike. Once you start and you get your rhythm going, it'll work out. Get your niche. I mean, that's why I always have research, because I did that for 20 years as a psychology professor. I always had research.
Yeah.
And so to bring it into my podcast, it was a no-brainer for me. And it works because a lot of other people aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just chasing trends or whatever somebody else says, they copy it. And that's all they do. That's as much effort they put in. And you find that they run out of ideas very quickly if they don't put in the work behind the scenes. They'll get to that 4 or 5 episodes and go, I have nothing else to talk about. Like, I don't even know what to say. So I'm going to stop. And that's sad.
That is sad and unfortunate. But that's why, again, you have to find your passion and find what works for you. And then because there's not going to always be like hot topics or something going on. You could start with some of that, but also dig into something else that is of interest to you.
Yeah. So what's one hard thing you've done in the past, unrelated to podcasting, but helps you as a podcaster?
Wrote my book.
Here you go. Come on. Time to plug. Let's go.
Time to plug the book. Butterfly Blue, The Pain of Infertility and the Power of Forgiveness. Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
We talked about that before, whereas the last time I said to someone, I'm writing a book. you know, because I'm a motor mouth. I'm going to talk about it, which is why I'm a podcaster, because I can talk.
Yeah.
And I literally got sick to my stomach and said, I'm not going to say that again. And literally that night, I went home and started writing 6 hours every night. I would just put everybody to sleep because I had smaller children then. Yeah. And I would just write all night, exhausted, tired the next day. But I had to get this thing out because I did not want to keep saying, I'm writing a book without having a physical book. And my editor was already on me saying, get your butt in the chair and just write, kid. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So for me, I've done music my whole life. And I can remember standing off stage, ready to go on with the band. There's a crowd out there. And you're like, there's all of the nerves, all of the, you know, fear, like, I'm going to screw this up. I'm going to look terrible in front of a big group of people. And here we go. Like, 3, 2, 1, go. You give no chance to be like, wait a minute, let me think. You know, I'll come back in 5 minutes. No, you're on. And you just have to go. You just have to step up and do it. And to get up on stage and play and see the crowd react. And they're having fun and the music's going well. And everything is just falling into place. And to know that you have a small piece in that as you do your instrument on stage, that is like the coolest thing. So to get past the fear of performance, and in podcasting, we perform, right? We're not the exact same person we are day to day. I'm quite shy and the guy in the corner that doesn't talk a lot to people. But when I get to the mic and podcast, I got to step it up a notch. I got to come up and show up. Just like when I show up on stage with my guitar, I can't be the guy in the corner just kind of out of the way and don't look at me. You got to play. You got to perform that we're here. We paid money for this. Come on, people. Let's go. So when we show up for podcasting, you got to step it up just a little bit from who you are every day and bring that excitement to the microphone. You got to kind of project. You got to show up. And I think that's one thing I learned from my hard things back in music to bring it into podcasting.
Now, what kind of guitars do you play? A guitar. I'm from the country.
I love it.
What type of guitars do you play?
I have 9 guitars. And now, okay. And my wife's like, do you really need 9 guitars? And my comment back to her is, do you really only need 1 pair of shoes?
Oh.
Right? Come on. Because she's like, this pair of shoes goes with this, and this pair of shoes goes with this. I say, for my guitars, this guitar goes with this, and this guitar goes with this. So she's like, oh, I can't fight you on that one.
That's
I can't.
Right?
What do you think? I can't fight you on that one. So that's our little joke back and forth. So, but she's kind of put in this rule that if I ever want to buy another instrument, the dollar amount of what I spend on myself, I must spend on her.
Oh.
So that makes me want to be very careful because I'm right. $1,000 guitar is going to cost me $2,000. So, right. So that's our little agreement we have now. So.
Oh, yeah. She's teaching all the wives.
See, she's got it all figured out. So, yeah, but that's my little trick. But, yeah, I think, again, you got to show up as a podcaster. You got to put yourself out there. And again, you're going to have some people that are not going to be their favorite flavor of podcast. That's okay. They're probably not going to even really say anything. They're just going to not show up. That's okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to hear from people who are going to connect with you, Adina, and they're going to be like, you're the voice I've been looking for forever. And I'm your family now. I'm your community member. Yeah. And if any negative comments show up on any of your stuff, for me as a community member of yours, I'm gonna have your back. Yeah. Anybody says anything about you that's like, I'm going to show up and be like, Adina, you're pot, and I'm going to do the opposite. No. Listen, well, you understand. You bring value. You bring love. You are the light. You are everything in this podcast. So don't worry about that last comment. You're on the right path. Keep going. You'll have your community will then become your backup. Yeah. And they'll help you with those times where you're not feeling like you're good enough, adequate enough, or somebody says something that just kind of derails you. Your community will show up for you. So,
yeah, I've seen that in the comment sections a lot, whereas the community, like, go in and really run someone off a page because it's like, this is our flavor. If it's not yours, keep it moving, kid.
Yeah.
You know, and that happens a lot. I see that a lot. And I agree. You know, and one of the tips I would like to give as far as podcasting is keep doing it. Keep doing it. You will get better. we have 53, 54 episodes now, and I'm listening to them as I go along, and they're getting better. And so just know that, you know, you'll get better as well, and just keep doing it. And one of the things I do when I find a new podcaster, I kind of binge listen to all of their episodes. I did that with one young lady. I listened to her and I learned so much about her. And now it's like when her episodes come out, I'm listening because I want to hear it. And it's like my friend in my head. I'm looking for what she has to say about whatever's going on. And so I've listened to all her episodes so we feel connected. And I think that's a good and a bad thing, because when you finally meet that person, you're like, hey, friend in my head.
Hey, friend in my head. I like that. Like, yeah.
I feel like I'll do the same thing when I finally see your wife. I'm like, yeah. Hey, Dave's wife.
Has he bought another guitar?
Yeah.
You're gonna ask
you got
that,
any
yeah.
new
yeah.
shoes?
Yeah, new shoes. Yeah, 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 right? Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I find shows, too, where I fall in love with the host. And I found one podcast. They had 800 episodes. And guess what I did? I listened to all 800. So I've caught up. It took a long time. But there was something special about what they were talking about and who they were. And you could hear their journey, which was the other thing. You could hear them at the beginning where their voice were crackly and they were unprepared and learning how to, they're bumping the mic and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And then you could see them getting better and better and better over the years. And you felt like you were on the journey with them. Yeah. So when they come up with a new episode, I'm waiting to hit play. Because I have 800 episodes of reference material to refer back to, right?
You're invested. Right? You're invested in their podcast at that point.
Yeah. I love it.
So the next one is try not to compare yourself to others. Full stop.
Wow.
There's nothing else to say on that one. It says, try not to compare yourself to others. That's it.
That's it. Is that a trap for you at all? Has it been a trap in the past?
No.
Okay.
I don't, because I learned a long time ago, I have the best house, the best husband, the best kids, the best car for me. With my husband being in a financial independent space, we have a Toyota that we've had since my son was 1 year old. I remember going to Orlando, getting this Toyota, and my little one all over the place. Oh, it's so much room. Blah, 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 blah. He was 1 year old. And then I finally strapped him in so we could drive.
Yeah.
And he's 13 now. He wears a size 13 shoe. And that car, I was so excited when it hit over 300,000 miles.
Come on, right? Yeah.
And so being in the financial independent space and all these people, all my friends are getting new cars. And when my husband finally was like, we're getting a new car, Dina, I'm getting concerned with you driving around. And my comments were, I want to drive it till the paint and the wheels fall off. I'm fine with this car because it is the best for me.
Right.
And so I learned a long time ago not to compare myself to other people.
Yeah. I see people who compare their worst day to somebody's Instagram highlight reel. And I'm like, you know, everything looks so easy for them. You look at their kitchen, for example, all those TV shows, and there's no dirty dishes on the counter. There's no broken stove, ice everywhere. There's none of that, right? And you're like, wait a minute, why is my house so different than their house? Why is it so easy for them? But they have a team behind the scenes to make it look perfect. Nobody eats in that kitchen. They've never cooked anything there because they only bring in, you know, DoorDash because nobody cooks, right? So, of course, their kitchen looks great, right?
Yeah.
So don't compare your hardest day to somebody's best day. That's
absolutely
an unfair comparison, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. The next one is be mindful of your thinking. And that was one that you gave before we even got to that one. When negative thoughts began to creep in, sometimes it is hard to recognize how we become so used to them. Imposter syndrome thrives on these negative thoughts and tell us that we aren't worthy of the place we're at, that we won't produce good work. And that's really important when you're talking about podcasting, because that is one of the negative things we hear a lot. Nobody's going to listen to my podcast. I have nothing to say. I've heard people say that so often. I have nothing to say. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You have a lot to say. You have years of experience. Share that.
With your background, I'm sure that your early days, you had to walk into a classroom in front of a bunch of people and be the leader, like be the source of the information, guide the conversation, but at the same time going, I shouldn't be here. Like, there's people in this building that are way smarter than I am. I might be the one leading this specific class, but I'm among people that I look up to as influential and thought leaders, and they could come into this class and do this way better than I can. So did you wrestle that with that in the early days at all? Kind of struggle to find your ground as a in the classroom?
What I did when I learned that someone is a leader in their business, because the university that I taught at, we looked for that. That was part of it. They had to be thriving in business. So I would pull out of that particular student important key tips that they could share with the class. So I used their strengths and said, hey, we're here. Share some of this knowledge. You know, help us out. And so I made them a leader in the classroom as I guided the conversation. So that was one of the things I was able to do. And I learned very early because I really learned from the best. I learned from the best. And I tried to take, you know, usually a person would sit into maybe an hour class. I sat in all 5 weeks, all 4 hours of her class. And I soaked up all the knowledge and learned from the best. So, yeah. And then I made her my kid's godmom. So I use individual strengths and use it to help the whole community, help the whole class.
So that's a great community lesson for podcasters. Mm-hmm. How can we pull the best out of our listeners, our community, to help us?
Yeah.
You know, there might be people there that would love to help you with your show. They just have never been asked. You know, hey, Adina, can I do your artwork for your show? Can I do the music for your podcast? I'm a music producer. I'll donate my music to you. Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I help with your emails? Can I help with your social media? Can I build your website for you? Like, I do this for a living. I can't financially support you in the moment, but I can give you my tools and my talents to help you with your show. Maybe I can help you with your research. You know, like, there's all these other things we can do to help you. And all we're waiting for you as the host of the show is to ask us, your community, and we'll step up. We'll be there.
That's a good idea. That's going to help me, because I'm going to tell my listeners, hey, if you got a niche, give it to me. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can barter.
Right. So if you wanted like episode artwork for each episode, maybe somebody in your community can create it for you and send it to you. And then they get the honor of having their work on your show.
Yeah.
When they go to their app and listen, they press play on the next episode. There's the artwork I sent to Adina. It's right there on the phone. I made that. And they get a little shout out at the in the podcast, you know. Thank you, Adina, for creating the artwork for this week's show. It's beautiful. Everyone, go check it out. Adina's website's in the show notes. If you need artwork for your podcast, go talk to Adina.
Yeah.
What? And like, that's amazing. So, right.
Yeah, that's what we did for our YouTube channel. We would give shout outs to individuals that would, if someone said a great comment or the first to comment, you know, whatever it was, just small tokens of appreciation, small, you know, incentives for other people to say, well, heck, I want a shout out, you know, and we did that all the time.
One thing I did on a couple episodes is I put a hidden word at the end of the episode just to see if people would respond with that word. So I'm like, okay, everyone, you listened to the end of the show. Thank you. Everyone else is gone. Just you and me. So because you're my best friend listening this far, here's a secret word. And what I want you to do is respond back on my SpeakPipe or an email and tell me this word to know that we both know that we got to this point. So the word today is, you know, broken stove, right? And then I would get these emails coming to me like months in the future, like, hey, Dave, broken stove. You're like, Adina's episode. Yeah, good. You listened to that. I like that. Because now we have this relationship with the listener. And they're like, oh, I can't wait to tell. Oh, yeah, it's broken stove. Yeah. Right. So, you know, that kind of thing, it just engages your audience. And then people that know that you do that will listen to the end to get the next secret word. And like having this little conversation and no one else knows. It's like you're in the inside group now because you listened to the end of the episode. So
I wrote that
them.
One down.
Reward
that was a
them,
good tip.
Right? Yeah. It's fun. When you see those emails and it just says broken stove in the email, that's it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's good. So,
And then you're saying, got him.
Got him. Right? Because that's, yeah. I'm encouraging everyone when we talk about how to make your podcast grow is to maybe in addition to or replacement of getting ratings and reviews being the only way to make your podcast grow, to have everybody listen to the entirety of your podcast to the very end is a great signal for all the apps that your podcast is worth sending people to. Because everyone who comes to Adina's podcast, it's sticky. Everyone stays to the very end. Mm-hmm. So we're going to send more people to Adina. We send them to this other podcast. People come and they bounce after 5 seconds. Well, what's going on there? We're going to not send so many people to that podcast anymore because we want people to stay on the app, stay in YouTube, stay on Apple, whatever. We want them to stay here, not leave. So every time we send them to Adina's show, like 90% of everybody we send there stays to the end. We're going to tell more people about Adina's show. That just makes sense, right?
Yeah, because they want that broken stove.
Right? So if we do those little things and our audience stays to the end, so I'm trying to encourage my audience. If you're going to listen to the show, which they're listening right now, thank you, listen to the very end of the show, and that'll tell all the apps in the world that this is a good episode to listen to. That way everyone can connect with Adina. That's the idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to do two more because I know we can wrap up real soon. Yep. All right. Spend time with supportive people, friends and family members in our lives who believe in us and everything we're capable of always will be on our side.
Hmm.
When you're feeling self-doubt, surround yourself with these people. They can remind you of how talented and resilient you are doing in times when you're not feeling that you're on the way. Hmm. So it's important to spend time with supportive people that love you and that can pour into you. And then the last one is find validation from within. While it's great to feel reassured from others and what you're doing, that you're doing a good job, it is capable that, that we are capable of accomplishing difficult tasks. It is equally important to have your own faith in yourself. Constant reassurance doesn't mean much if you still don't believe in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Validate yourself. And that's one of the ones that you pulled off the page before I even got to it to talk about. Validate yourself. Don't keep beating yourself up. It's something positive in what you're doing. And you will find your niche. You will find what makes you happy and continue to go and grow.
Yeah. And again, remember, if you have 5 listens to an episode, and you're thinking, I'm failing at podcasting. I only have 5 people who have shown up for the last few episodes, and I guess it's not worth my while. I'm going to quit. Remember, those 5 people chose you over a billion other things they could do with their time. There's something about you that brought them back. And if those 5 people were sitting in a little cafe at a table that seats 6, would you walk in and go, oh, it's not worth my time to hang out with these 5 people? They showed up for you and they care about you. And that's the foundation to build off of. Mm-hmm. I'm all about celebrating the small. Celebrate the small, because if you're a huge podcaster with hundreds of thousands of listeners every week, there's no way you can have a deep, meaningful interaction with everybody. You can't on that scale. It's impossible. But when you have 5 people show up for you every week, you can build strong bonds with them. You can get to know them. You can hide the broken stove thing at the end of the episode and then have an interaction through email or voicemail with them. You can build that relationship because your group is small. It's maintainable. Mm-hmm. It's something you can show up for them and build that. And as you build into them, that's just going to keep building and building and building. And everyone that comes to the group doesn't just feel welcomed by you as the host. They feel welcomed by the community because, hey, Adina, we got another person showed up. We got 6. We got 10, Adina. There's 10 more people just showed up. We got 20 people here, Adina. We'll introduce them to you. We'll help you as your community to get them here, get them caught up. But we're all celebrating as these numbers are growing because we were here with you at the beginning. Mm-hmm. We were here at the very start, and we were sticking with you the entire time. And your community grows and multiplies so quickly as you pour into them. So celebrate the small. I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. That's perfect. That's the best advice.
Come on.
I tell you what, that gray hair is working for us. Yes.
And if you want a new stove, get a big chunk of ice, go into your kitchen and start smashing the heck out of it on the stove. There you go. That's it. You'll get a new stove just like that.
No, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
I'm so frugal. I'm going to get a cutting board to like cover it when people come around.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've already shopped for one on Amazon. I have to fix it. Because my husband will be fine with the broken stove and it's going to drive me batty.
There you go. So if you need your ice machine fixed, Adina has a new service. She'll come to your house, break your stove, and fix your ice machine. You just call Adina. She'll be over there. No problem. And you get a free cutting board with every service call. So there you go. I love it.
Lickety split.
You have a little side hustle now. I love it.
There you go.
I love it. Adina, okay, thank you for leading us today. It felt weird to do this, but I loved it. It was really, really fun. And you have promised me you'll come back in the future because I love having people on like you who are so researched, know what you want to talk about. It's fun. It's really, really fun. But tell again your podcast and your book and how we find you, because I want to send everybody listening who is going to type in broken stove at the end of the episode and email it back. Tell us where we find you and all that great stuff. Come on.
Okay. This is Adina Johnson with Black Butterfly, Black Pearls podcast. You can find me anywhere you get your podcasts. In fact, I love to walk in my house and say, "Hey, Alexa, play Black Butterfly, Black Pearls podcast." And then Alexa just start booming with my voice. My book, Butterfly Blue, The Pain of Infertility and the Power of Forgiveness, is on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon. That's two plugs for Amazon. We probably need to get paid from Amazon.
and the cutting board. That's three.
And you can find me on Facebook under Adina Johnson.
Awesome. And it's great to have you here. You make me smile every time you show up. So thank you for doing that. Great podcast that you have. And again, thank you for challenging us to get beyond our self-doubt today. I really, really appreciate you showing up for us the way you have. Thank you.
And thank you for having me.
Awesome. Everyone, all the information, as always, and links to great cutting boards as well, will be in the show notes. Thanks, Adina. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and you know, there's you and me and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together. We meet other podcasters. We talk podcasting. And it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.